Mr. Treasurer, he is going to give us a report. Mr. Sanson, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Chair. I think I've said this every February for the last 10 years, but the January report is probably our shortest and easiest report of the year. We've gone through 1 month, so we're not going to be able to from this, but we do have some numbers here. January, summary statement for Quorum Court, January 1st to January 31st, County General, Fund 1,000, $5,515,808.44. County Road Fund 2,000, $10,255,332.66. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $5,896,893.74. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,447,395.74. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $1,528,332.57. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $1,010,790.94. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $2,107,457.69. ARPA Revenue Replacement Fund 1006, $5,543,303.30. There was just a little bit. I mean, this is January, so expenses are going to outpace revenues by a little bit. We'll get our first real big tax influx in May. So expenses will outweigh revenues up until May, and then we'll see a turn. Then we'll go three more months with expenses outweighing revenues, and then we'll get into September, October. And y'all know how the flow goes. And we're not going to see the second page chart that we usually see that kind of shows that cash flow. There's only one data point on the chart, and so there's really nothing to compare it to. So we leave that out on the February meeting. What would be normally page three is county sales tax. County sales tax for January is $1,233,223.30. That is 4.9% greater than it was in January of 2025. In page four, there's only 1 month, so sales tax collection for the year is $1,223,223.30, and that's 8% of our projected $14.8 million. And if you'll turn with me to the last page, you can see our three-month moving average and one-month moving averages are almost the same. 3 months is still trending down, but our 1 year trending up. I have no concerns about that whatsoever. Are there any questions?
Scott, just a little bit of a conversation here. So we're used to seeing sales tax revenues like how you have them laid out here year over year, month over month. Talk to me about doing I'm going to say the wrong term here. I almost want to say ad valorem taxes the same way. Kind of our county general taxes, but I know in county general revenue there's a bunch of different revenue lines, but more of that ad valorem property tax. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Let's sit down on that.
Okay.
Discuss it. I mean, we can sit here for 20 minutes and discuss it if you want.
No.
But I think it'd be better if one or more of you want to come by, and we'll kind of work it out and see kind of how clean or how
okay
detailed you want it.
Yeah.
I think we can write it. You know, there's two parts to our ad valorem tax collection. We have the current.
Okay.
And then we have the delinquent. So we collect about 80% of it roughly current, and the rest is delinquent, whether it's delinquent in the payments made at the county or whether it's delinquent in the payments made to the state and the state sends it back to us, which they don't send it necessarily in a timely manner. It's usually a year before we get that money back. So some of that delinquent stuff can be.
I knew it wasn't going to be just as simple as kind of
sales
tax revenue.
We can make it as simple as y'all want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can pile it all together or we can break it all out. I've got a kind of an abstract sheet that I use during budgeting time, and I think we've probably discussed that during some budget finance in the past, and we can break that back out and kind of look at it and show you where it all comes from and how much of a percentage of the tax base that we're getting and do all that stuff that y'all want to do. But I don't want to confuse anybody.
No, that sounds good. I know it's nice to see sales tax revenue on the line chart year over year.
Yeah, and if you want me to start charting that stuff, we can definitely do that. That's okay. not a That's not a problem whatsoever. But I think the best thing to do is let me try to put something together.
Yeah.
Y'all say, yes, that's what I want to see, or no, that's not what I want to see.
Okay.
And then we'll start working it forward.
Perfect. That sounds good. I figured you have the data. It's just a matter
of... Got the data. It's just putting it together.
Putting it out.
To make it look to where that you can see what's actually going on.
That sounds good. That's all I've got. Justice, any questions for Treasurer? All right. Scott, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. All right, on to new business. Let's see. Do we have a motion for 26-04?
Make a motion to put proposed ordinance 26-04 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Got a motion and a second.
Oh, sorry. My thing was off. Let's see. 26-04 is just appropriating money from our county road fund into their emergency pay. I'm going to assume this is from all the ice that we've had. Justices, any questions? Pretty self-explanatory there. Number one, I think our road shop did a fantastic job in this endeavor. I'm sure Judge Dodson will have a nice readout for us in full court, probably. Or Mr. Anderson will have a good readout for us in full court. And y'all can probably hear it now if you want to, but I think we've all seen the fruits of their labor and how good of a job they did. Justices, any questions or discussion on this ordinance? Yes, Mr. Moss.
I just wanted to say I had to get out on a lot of those roads, and I think y'all did an excellent job. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Any other questions? All right. All in favor of passing 26-04 on to full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We have a motion on 26.
Motion to put proposed ordinance 26-05 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right.
We have a motion and
a second. Any discussion? This looks like a transfer in our library fund.
My microphone keeps going off. Sam, you good? Any questions? No questions? All right.
It's just bringing a negative line item from, you know, that extra payroll.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to know what part-time employees would be working to fully adjust for them, and they were short the 645.29 in their 2025 budget.
Okay. So it's going back into the 25 budget, making some corrections. All right. Seeing no discussion, all in favor of passing 2605, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I think that's the end of our agenda. Justice, any more business before our Budget and Finance Committee? All right. Fantastic. All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank y'all.
Yeah, just leave them there. We'll click.